Greetings and welcome to the Franz Barden Podcast. I'm your host, Clint Sabom, and today I'm going to give a story, a personal story, a very personal story, actually, of the story of my experience with the rainbow body. So it is exciting. I hope you're looking forward to it. Sorry there haven't been as many podcasts recently. You know, I have the same issue most people have with doing Barden work that I have with sometimes running my business, which is that life stuff gets in the way. It happens to the best of us. So if life stuff is getting in the way of your practices, I certainly understand that's the way life is. But anyways, wanted to let you all know, as usual, I offer individual coaching and group sessions. I offer coaching through the steps and also Akashic transmissions. If you're interested, you can check out my new website at clintsabom.com. Contact me through that, or you can just give me a quick email at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com. I'm willing to help. I've gone through all 10 steps, so I can kind of pinpoint exactly what you need to do to get through the steps and the best way forward, which is always, in my opinion, enjoying the process. So the story of the rainbow body begins with the dying of my friend, my wife and I's mutual friend, Maria. I guess I don't really mind saying her name. And she was in a town about an hour and a half south of us, and she was hooked up on life support, and she was in her room. And she wasn't exactly even, well, not exactly, she wasn't even talking. And my wife went to visit her first before me, and they said she stopped talking, she cannot talk. And my wife went up to her on the kind of life support machine and basically stood over her bed. And I did not know her that well. My wife knew her fairly well, but I never knew her that well. And they said she wasn't talking, but when my wife got there, she was like, "Hey, this is Anna," and she talked. She said, "Hi, Anna, how's Clint? How's Clint?" And then she stopped talking and didn't talk again. The last word she said before she died was my name, which is very interesting for someone on their deathbed to say that, especially when they don't know me well. Was she getting an intuitive message from God? Who knows? Anyways, the story goes on, the beat goes on. I love that phrase, the beat goes on. So next time I go down there with my wife, and she is still on her deathbed, and there are people in the house, and we take turns praying over her. And then we sit down in the living room where she is. And it hasn't been raining outside, but a rainbow appears in the room. And none of the others saw it, but the rainbow was pointing directly towards me and going over my shoe. And this was basically 3 hours before she passed away, and the rainbow was coming through. And I pointed it out to them, and they were amazed, and they took pictures. And then I told them the esoteric tradition of the rainbow body and some thoughts on that. And her daughter, the daughter of Maria, wanted to record me talking about the rainbow body. Now, the rainbow body has a lot of accounts in the Bon religion, which is similar to Tibetan Buddhism. It also has accounts in Tibetan Buddhism. And it's when a very enlightened master dies, they don't leave their corpse behind. They just leave colors of rainbows behind. But the rainbow can also just appear when it's God's emanation of God's true light. And so I think it was a combination of both. I think it could be what happened with Jesus when he resurrected from the tomb. And so I think it could be that as well. That's how he resurrected. He just left a rainbow behind, and his body dematerialized. So I basically explained that on a video, and they sent it to all of their friends, and they're still all talking about this. And 3 hours later, she passed away. She was a devout Catholic, and a priest came to the house to give her her last rites. And he took holy water and did a cross on her head, and immediately she passed away. It's like she was waiting for the priest to come and her last rites to be given, because she was a very devout Catholic. So that's kind of my story with that. I took it as a very positive thing. And the other thing that happened, oh, it doesn't stop. It never stops with me and the rainbows. Shortly after, about a week after, a week and a half after, my beloved dog died. 10 years old. He was my best friend, and I'm still grieving the loss of him. But the day after he died, and I went to the gym to work out, and all of the puddles in my path to the gym, it had been raining, but all of the puddles to my path in the gym had circular rainbows on them. So really just incredible seeing these rainbows. Sure, you could say rainbows are there all the time and stuff, but I prefer to take the spiritual meaning of all of this as God looking after me and looking after my wife and looking after all of our friends and looking after Maria as she transitions into the afterlife. So that is my story. Hope you enjoyed it. And be in touch with me. Email me at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com. I love all y'all for listening. And also, you know, one of the reasons I haven't been doing podcasts is my YouTube page is getting a lot more cumulative views and cumulative actions. So I've been a little more focused on that. So if you don't know my YouTube page, go to my YouTube page. It's under Clint Sabom. Check out all my videos. And I have a lot of old podcasts, too. I want to call your attention to that. I've covered a lot of grounds in this Franz Barden podcast with all of the steps and with so much material. So if you're just waiting for the new podcast, sure, I understand. But if you haven't checked out all the previous podcasts, check them out, too. I've just covered a whole lot of ground at this point. And I also have a couple of interviews me coming up on the Mystery College podcast and also the Perseus Arcane Academy podcast. And it's their podcast and YouTube page. So I've got some people interviewing me that were very nice and gracious to me. So wait for that to come. Alrighty. Cheers, everyone. Have a great few weeks, and I'll see you on the next episode.